It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We do this every Tuesday and Thursday. You write in to us with a dilemma going on in your life, and then we try to solve it for you. We even open it up for our listeners to chime in. So you can find us, again, on those social media sites, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram, and shoot us a message. This time around, it's Cindy from Roxborough, you guys. Mm-hmm. Cindy says, hey, I love your energy. I'm a longtime listener. The show is so fun. Thank you. I need some advice from the three of you. She says, my 17-year-old son recently asked me to go with him to a jewelry store to help him pick out a $3,000 ring for his girlfriend of 1 year.
Ooh.
Buddy.
Bling.
But it's not that ring, right? It's just a ring.
Just a ring.
Okay. Not that ring.
Sounds like it. It ain't going to last long enough.
Okay.
Here's the kicker. I had no idea he was saving up for this all year. He's been working hard at his little part-time job. She goes on to say, I admire his determination, but I'm deeply concerned about this decision. She says, they've had their ups and downs, breaking up 3 or 4 times over the past year. I'm worried that this relationship might not last. She says, I hate the thought of him spending such a large amount of money only to end up heartbroken and broke. I suggested he save it or use it for something more practical, but he is insistent that this is what he wants to do. Cindy says, here's where I need your guys' help. Should I step in and tell him absolutely not, even though it's technically his money? Or should I let him go through with it, knowing this could be an expensive life lesson? She concludes by saying, I'm torn between wanting to protect him from a bad decision and letting him learn from his choices. What would you do if you were in my shoes? Thanks for all the advice you can give. Again, I love the show. Sincerely, Cindy from Roxborough.
Jeez, man.
So there's your dilemma today. She's got a son, 17 years old, wants to fork out $3,000 for a ring for his girlfriend. Been together for 1 year. Is that a good decision?
I've made those mistakes time and time again, buddy. Not a $3,000 ring. I've not done that. But listen, go to Temu, get some CZs. I'm sure they have diamonds that look just like the ring that you want,
buddy. You're probably right.
Get some of those CZs and you'll be good. And you'll spend $25 as opposed to, what, $3,000?
Yeah, so, but if she's a smart girl, she'd be like, where did you get this?
Exactly.
Let me see. And then you say Zales.
Yeah. Nah, she's like, let me see the receipt.
No, if she asks for the receipt, dump her.
So you would say you've learned your lesson when it comes to spending a lot of money on women. You said you've done this then, and you've learned your lesson.
A lot of money on different girlfriends.
We've
throughout
all
my
been
life.
There, though.
And
it,
yeah,
guys,
no, I mean,
you know,
every guy has. But
and as women, Katie,
come
Kat,
on, come
of
on.
And as women, what is now my ex girlfriends? Yeah, that's what I've spent money on. And
no, well, ladies have dropped money on the guys.
Absolutely.
Though,
oh yeah, absolutely. And it's just when you're that young. What you said? 17. He's 17 years old.
17 year old's got $3,000 burning a hole in his pocket. He wants to buy a ring for his girlfriend. Here's the kicker, though, that you know she wrote that they have broken up 2 or 3 times.
Exactly.
Over the course of the year, so that makes it much harder. So here's what we can do. We can throw open the phone lines. Let's chat with some of our listeners. What do you guys think? Hey, Robert, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. So what do you want to say to Cindy and her son?
She's got to put her foot down and say, no, 17 years old, you could buy a car with that. You could save money for a car. I mean, if you do go through it and she does stay with you, she's going to expect more expensive stuff throughout the years to come. You know,
so that's a good point.
There is that argument. I was thinking about that during the break. It's like, dude is coming in hot right off the bat with a $3,000 gift. Where do you go from here for birthdays and anniversaries? And he needs to learn that you don't go that big right off the bat, right?
Again,
right, Katie?
No, he does, yeah.
You got to start with yourself first. You know, honestly, show money first. Hey, this is for us, you know, build it up that way. And then as, you know, she solidifies that she does love him and they're not going to break up anymore. Yeah. Then you can think about like $600-$800 jewelry. And then, you know, eventually you can purchase a $3,000 ring for your engagement ring or your wedding ring.
There
or
you
something
go.
Like that.
That's where you drop the cash. You're a wise man, Robert. So I'm putting you down for a no vote. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Here's Dana. Hey, Dana. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey,
girl.
Morning.
So, what do you think about Cindy?
Cindy, Hey, Mama, I have four kids. They are all teens. The youngest is 16. The oldest, well, I guess, is 24. She just feels like she's still a teen. Anyway, this is the time you got to back off. You want him to ask you to go to a jewelry store again? It's not going to happen. If you put your foot down here, you're going to lose your relationship with your kid. If you parent like this, this is the time. Parenting becomes more of a consultative role, less of a punitive role, less of a consequential, I will show you. Mm-hmm. Take the umbrella, put it away. Take the snowplow, put it away. You are teaching him nothing. Nothing. If you decide this is where you intervene, you lose your relationship and he will learn nothing.
Damn, Dana.
That,
coming
Dana.
In hot with Jeez. The parenting advice.
You're so right, though. You are.
Take it from me.
Yeah.
You will lose a relationship. I've already done it. Take it from me.
Over
Don't
a
learn
ring,
the hard
though?
Way.
No, Dana's right, because the minute
Let
you tell your kid,
it.
Yeah, the minute you tell your
yep.
kid no something, they're going to want to do
yep.
it. I mean, especially
Absolutely.
At that age, they're just waiting to prove you wrong. So I agree
yep.
with you 100%, Dana.
Dana, you're a rock
the
star.
The best thing for her to do is to say, you know, my advice is to slow down a little, maybe spend less, but I would love to go with you to the jewelry store.
Yeah.
And she'll still have her
And
son.
Then maybe talk him into something that's like $1,500 that still looks
yeah,
good.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. But this is, yep. Take
Dana,
the hat off.
We appreciate yep. your very thoughtful call. Have a good day, okay?
Thank you, Dana.
You too. See ya.
Bye. Let's go to Miguel. Hey, Miguel.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Very, very similar to the last caller. I would say actually buy something a little less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then even have him take her out to a nice dinner. Go spend $300-$400 on a dinner and put the ring in a nice little, you know, glass of water, because obviously they can't drink, and there you surprise her like that.
Apple juice
you do
cup, there you go.
Romantic things at once.
Yeah. Hook it over the straw to the Capri Sun. Yeah.
There
she
you go.
Hands
exactly.
it over.
Exactly.
I like your dinner idea, because you get a little something out of it, too. A nice steak dinner, you know,
yeah.
and a fully
yeah.
loaded baked
and
potato.
Then,
yeah.
And you still keep about $1,500 in your pocket.
So where am I putting your vote, yes or no? You're kind of in the middle.
I would say don't spend $3,000 for sure.
So
I mean, I didn't even spend $3,000 on my wife's ring.
Ooh.
So I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that,
Miguel,
now.
I wouldn't have said that out loud. Buddy.
I know.
She's not
now
listening.
You're in trouble.
You're in the doghouse.
Said that
you're,
out
you're
loud.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. She's a chef, so she was a little low maintenance there for me.
I still would.
I
would stop while you're ahead, Miguel. All right, buddy. We appreciate your call,
Bye.
Dude. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.
Is it Dana? Dana? Which one is it? Dana?
This is Sarah.
Sarah, completely
yeah,
different than what's
off.
On the screen. Hey, Sarah, so what are you saying to Cindy from Roxborough?
So I'm kind of neither side. She should get curious and just ask questions. Not tell him no and not try and dissuade him one way or another, but just ask him questions. Because was the idea of a $3,000 ring coming from the girl? And that would be
Ooh.
A conversation to kind of Ooh. Ask.
That's a red flag, right? Like, you should get me a very expensive ring for
yeah,
Christmas.
That's a
yeah,
real
that's
big red flag. Yeah.
I like that
and
angle.
Then, and ask the question. So then she's not telling him yes or no. She's just having him learn to kind of think and evaluate and look at the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does choose to go ahead with it, then that is his decision. But you, as the parent, like caller a couple people ago, was you can't say no. You have to support because they have to make mistakes. But if you can at least just look at it from be curious, not judgmental,
mm-hmm.
and just start asking the questions and getting him to think about, oh,
I like that, because you're kind of hoping he's going to have an aha moment.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute, maybe this is not a great idea.
Right. And if he doesn't, you haven't told him, no, he can't do it, and been authoritative with him where you could ruin the relationship. And you
yeah.
haven't totally just let him go where, who knows, maybe he's like, Mom, why did you let me do that?
Yeah.
All kind
right.
of thing. You're questioning, asking. And,
so where am I putting your vote?
My engagement and wedding, my whole wedding set wasn't even $3,000. And I've been married for almost 17 years.
Hey, girl,
so.
I'd be asking for an upgrade at this point.
I know, right?
It's time to go to your dude and say, hey, it's time for an upgrade.
I need a solitaire.
No, I love my ring and it's beautiful. And
add
you
on
get.
To it. Add on to it. So where am I putting your vote? Yes or no? Because you are, again, like in the middle.
I am very much in the middle that I think she should
right.
just question.
All
and
right.
not go with it, but not also shut it down.
We got you, girl. Thank you so much for your thoughtful call. Have a good day, okay?
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, you guys too.
Bye, Sarah. We got Gino and Carter. We'll do two more. Hey, Carter. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
I think she should say no, but like in a gentle way. I'm personally 18, and I think if my boyfriend got me a $3,000 ring, that's too much.
Way too much.
You're very wise. You're a very wise 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, you know, part of it, Carter, is you'd have to reciprocate, too.
Right. You have the pressure to give him something crazy, too. And, like, you could get her, like, a cubic zirconium or, like,
CZs,
a necklace instead. I think a ring is too much too fast.
Well, and, Carter, really quick for you. If you were to get something like that, wouldn't that put a lot of pressure on you to be like, oh my gosh, like now we kind of have to get married or something like that? And you're so young.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, you guys they're too young, and I think it might cause like you know like an argument. Like you're gonna have that fight, but it'll eventually reheal, and like he's gonna realize like that's too much.
He's gonna be like, why did I do that?
You're a very bright 18-year-old, Carter.
Yeah,
you're gonna
Carter.
Go far in
thank
life.
You, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you
I
for
think, I
listening.
Think, yeah.
Tell all your friends about us, okay?
I will.
Hey, have
Thanks,
a great
Carter.
Day.
Thanks, Carter.
Bye.
You too.
Bye. All right, we have time for one more. Let's jump to Gino. Hey, Gino.
Gino.
Hey.
Hey. What do you think Cindy should do with her kid?
Well, like I told you, I'm 70 years old. I've been through a bunch of girlfriends, a couple wives and stuff, and I've always been.
Wow.
I've always been very generous with gifts, Christmas, this, that. But you learn from your mistakes. Some of those people you never see again. $3,000. I don't think he should do it, but let him take his lumps and learn the hard way.
Yeah, gotta take your lumps.
I'm a great man.
Gino, you're a player, aren't you?
I know. Wives and girlfriends.
Gino's
Did
a
you
pimp.
Hear that?
I love that we have Carter, who was 18, and Gino, who's 70. Like,
yeah.
The span of advice here over the years.
Fantastic.
It's really good. Yeah. Gino, we got your vote. Thanks, buddy. Stay single.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for listening, Gino.
Thanks,
bye.
All right, quickly, where are we standing on this?
Yeah, I think I would have to. I don't want to tell them what to do at that age because, again, they're so willing to prove, especially their parents, wrong.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's just
so
an invitation
know.
To be like, well, you don't want me to buy. I'm going to buy her a $5,000 ring then. Watch me. You
yeah,
know?
Go into debt. That's smart.
I think
really
that
smart.
Would be the
so
answer.
You're no, don't say anything.
I would say no. I would say no.
I think the no's are winning. Josh,
yeah.
What are you saying?
Look, your child is 17. Your frontal lobe isn't even close to being fully developed.
Yeah,
you've got to
yeah.
be a parent, not a friend. I'm sick of the you got to be a friend. Be a parent. Say, do not allow him to do it. You cannot allow that.
I am firmly in that camp as well.
You can't do that.
That's ridiculous. I had multiple thousands of dollars, $3,000 to $5,000, let's say, when I got out of high school, just because of graduation money and
yeah.
stuff I had
oh,
saved
yeah.
up. My parents made me start a Roth IRA at that age.
Brilliant.
Oh my
it was
gosh.
An
Brilliant.
Extremely wise move, and it was
yeah.
the whole. You know, you're going to thank us in the future, and I'm sorry, yeah, a 17-year-old,
yeah.
you got to get in their kitchen and say, you are going to thank me in the future for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spend $500 on your girlfriend if you're a smitten kitten right now.
Yeah.
There's no reason you need to spend $3,000 on a 17-year-old, so I'm saying no.
Yeah.
Don't let him do it, Cindy. I have so many scribbles on my paper, but I think a majority of the people said that you just let him do it.
All right.
Let him get his lumps, as Gino said. That's what I agree
God,
with.
I can't read
You've
my writing. Or is it no?
I can't
read my writing.
I think it's no. Don't let
I think
him
it
do
was
it.
No.
Don't let
them
do it.
So I'm in the camp of you have to let them make their mistakes.
If somebody could go back and listen to the podcast later and let me know how
what?
The vote panned out.
I'll have it up by like 9. Don't
okay,
worry.
Okay, we'll go back and listen. And Cindy, so should you. But I think according to my scribbles, it was no. Don't let him do it.
It's
or,
so
well, the problem is I think I put some of the maybes in the no's where it was like, talk him out of it, have the
oh.
conversation, so.
Cindy, we were no help. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
We tried.
What a complete and total disaster
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
No. It was a huge success because if you guys could see the amount of text coming in on this.
Yes.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
We had full phone lines all the way through it.
Thank
so.
You so much. For
Y'all
all
are
that.
The stars.
You're the best.
Thank you so much for calling and writing.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.